Hello, everybody. George here.
And
I'm with Michelle, so you may hear her chime in from time to time on this. I just want to do a sort of a general update of some of the goings-on around the Earle family household. Wish I could say it was all good, but it ain't. But, yeah, this is one of those that's sort of weird. Anyways, struggling a lot with my allergies for some strange reason this season, and had a few clunkers of headaches that have pretty much flattened me for a day at a time, so that slowed me down getting ready for Christmas. Yeah, we're looking at the 19th, I'm sorry, of December. Time's just gone by way too fast. Mm-hmm. But I kind of joke that I got some of my Christmas gifts early, and they were ones that I wasn't really planning on quite in the way that they came to be. I had met a friend of mine when I was kind of, when my friend Paul and I were doing the thrift store routine. We were at the Salvation Army thrift store, and I met up with another friend that I'd known from church, and she said she had some stereo gear in her garage that, you know, she started listing a few items, and then some other things that she didn't know what they were, but there was some there that she just wanted to give away. Oh, and I'm going to mute this crazy thing, because I don't know that everybody in Audio Boo Land needs to know what's going on in my dice world. Oh, that's the phone, headphone thing. Where's my...
Start recording. 7 minutes. Time remit. Pause recording.
Now we've quieted the iPad. So, anyways, that was a little while ago, a month or two ago, and then I thought, well, sheesh, I should get on in touch with her again. We had been invited to her daughter's wedding, and we went, and I just thought I'd give her a little time to sort of decompress after that, and then we called her a couple weeks ago, and she says, yeah, I'll start getting it out of the garage, and I'm like, wow. Holy smokes, she's hot on that one. And we made arrangements to get together, and we came walking. She had said about that she'd even bring it to the house if we wanted it to. What I didn't bargain on was the magnitude of the stuff. There was a lot there. She had not as yet brought it from the garage, but her and a friend went and got it all. And my goodness, I'm just going to run the list down in a very general, quick way. But needless to say, I've got some tinkering to do. I think there's certain pieces of it for sure that she said worked, but I need to find out how well they worked. There was an Akai direct drive turntable. There was a Philips surround sound receiver, a JVC surround sound receiver, big thing, heavy. There was a... there was a couple subwoofers that came off surround sound systems. I think the little ones where everything comes together and it just couples in to a receiver. I'm not huge on surround sound, so I'm not really... I'm knowledgeable in a basic way. But suffice it to say, I mean, they were just the subwoofers, the little front, rear, and center speakers were not with them. One was LG, for sure, I remember, and the other I'm not sure of. But when I do reviews, what I kind of want to do is do an audio boo of each one of those as I'm checking it and discovering how it is for the first time. So we'll see how that goes. What else? Oh, yes. A lot of the rest of it was Sony stuff. There was a Sony VHS, just basically VCR. I think it's one of their basic models. I don't even think it's hi-fi. There was a Sony 5-disc CD changer and a Sony 5-disc DVD changer. Kid you not, DVD changer. And I think unlike a lot of them that come out today, or if they still make them, I know they make the single DVD players, but a lot of them are dependent solely on their remote control. I think you could actually use this without the remote control. Seems to have enough controls on it, but I'll have to check into that. Big heavy Sony amplifier, an integrated amplifier. And it varies from when this stuff was built. That amp, I would guess, is early to mid-80s. It's one of the ES models. But it's heavy. And it's presumably one of the components that works. But suffice it to say, we had thought originally of going down there with the four-wheel grocery cart, or what we call a bundle buggy. There is no way that stuff would have all fit into there. It fit into a car, just. And so we got it home, and two ladies lugged it in to the house, and I carried it all downstairs and put it away. Well, some of it I didn't make it. Some of it I just quickly stashed it upstairs just to kind of keep the line moving, so to speak. But that's a lot of pieces. They're older, but it should be fun to play with them. So that's the good news. That's something to look forward to. I'll sort of put these on hold until after Christmas kind of thing. That's why I kind of joked that they were Christmas gifts. And just kind of fast forward ahead a little bit, kind of we did the day-to-day routine, and we knew that our Christmas tree was coming. Michelle's uncle works for forestry, and so he always brings the tree around this time of year. Well, it arrived on Thursday. We weren't ready in here yet, didn't have room for it to be set up, so I thought, well, the best thing is to keep it outside frozen. He dropped it at our front door, right on the front stoop, and it was leaning against the railing. And I naively thought it would be safe there. I was kind of out of it on Thursday. I hadn't slept at all well the night before. And I was trying to nap Thursday afternoon, so I kind of... He said, should I just set it here? And I'm like, yeah, go ahead, set it there. Thanks. Wished each other Merry Christmas. Didn't think much more of it. I kind of had an inkling. I'm like, well, maybe I should do something with that. But I really wasn't feeling up to it. Had to leave for a jam that I play for that night. And, of course, I had to watch the door and not open it too wide for fear of hitting the tree. But it was there. And when I came back home, it was there. And I said, well, I'll get this set up. And I stroked one of the branches. Came inside. And it snowed, I guess, the next day. But there was a young fellow from next door shoveling our walks for us, which is great. We've got some help there. We're kind of very grateful for that. Mm-hmm. And Michelle stepped out to see him. Asked him where the tree was, and she had to talk to him about three or four times. He didn't hear properly, and he was not expecting the question, because we later found out there was no tree. Somebody took it. They stole that Christmas tree right off the front steps, and I suppose that, well, we should have put it to the back. You know, I was dumb, but it's upset us, kind of. It's almost ruined Christmas, in a way, because it was a gift. It's one thing, you know, to go out and purchase a tree, but these are special. They kind of come from Michelle's uncle, and they're always cute little trees. Yep. About a 5-footer.
Sometimes a little less.
Sometimes a little less, sometimes a little more.
Yep.
But they always have their own unique shape. They're not the pre-trimmed ones that people can get nowadays, but they're each individual. And so, yeah. We're a little upset, you know, right off the front stoop. We didn't like that it was that close. So, what can I say? It's, I'd like to say this is on the up and up, but we're still kind of reeling from that. We still have a little Christmas shopping to do. But hopefully we'll get it done. We wanted to go out today, but neither of us are quite up to it.